Right, it's just coming up to 11:35 on Phoenix and 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now, joining me in the studio, I haven't seen this lady for quite a while, is Jessica Kemp, who's client liaison manager, and Summer, who's going to be covering for Kelly Adams from the Beaches, which stands for Luxury Senior Living with Award-Winning Care. So, very good morning to you both.
Morning.
I can't see you, Kelly, because I'm really short, but I'm going to try and look over my eyes peering over the top. So, it's really lovely to see you both, but both looking well.
You too. Thank you very much. Now, it's been a little while, hasn't it?
It's been, I think, been a good couple of months,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah, I think we were in just before, must have been start of December.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a little while ago now. Now, that's been going on.
Beaches has already won, we've talked about it before, a host of awards. You've had the Cavill Nurses Trust, the CQC Award, recommended top 20 care home in the UK, Great Care Awards with six finalists, and National Care Award for Outstanding care. But we've got a new award that's just come in.
Yes, we have. So that's that got awarded to our colleague, our dementia care manager, Yana.
Yeah.
And she got awarded the Dementia Manager of the Year Award from the Care Awards in London. That was just before Christmas. Mm. So we're really, really excited about that. Yana's done a fantastic job to get that award. And I think she fought off some really stiff competition. But what we thought was the nicest thing, the reason why they said they gave her the award, was that they loved her one big happy family approach to the way that she runs our dementia suite in, which is called Woodlands in the Beaches.
Yeah.
And we're just all so proud of everything that they said about her. It was just absolutely, you know, how it feels, which is so lovely. We get people moving into us who are maybe at the very, very start of their journey, who, you know, they may have only just been diagnosed. They don't really have any sort of symptoms as such, but they benefit from being in a bit more of a supported environment. And then we can cater for people right the way through their journey. You know, we have a lot of people who live in assisted living, who it works fantastically well. And then when the time comes, we have Woodlands, which is our specialist dementia suite. And it's a really, really nice community within our community.
So what sort of things do you do? Music therapy?
We, you know, there is quite a heavy focus on activities. So we have lots of music therapy, lots of other games, lots of other reminiscing, and lots of entertainment, and you know, all we try and vary it as much as we possibly can, because we have such a variation of different residents. Our dementia suite's got 25 apartments in.
Yeah.
And if you think that our home actually has 99, that's sort of it's just a smaller version. But not only that, because we have got all of the luxuries as well around the home, a lot of the residents are able to use the other areas for the activities, and obviously the garden and the coffee lounge and everything like that as well.
And it is like you're talking about luxury, high-end luxury, as we talked about the Beaches before. If you've got parents, because a lot of the parents that are, well, maybe not your age group, but my age group parents who are in their 80s, they pay for their properties. Like when mum says to me, oh, I paid £700. I said, stop telling me how much their house was. That's making me feel. But they have got the funds there to do it. And really, it's very nice to think that you might get left something, but I would rather see my mum somewhere in luxury. I mean, who wouldn't? I cannot understand. I went to see one of my mum's neighbours, and her name's Jo, and she's ever so lovely, but she's got an ulcerated leg. She can't get out. She has a carer going in twice a day to get her up. She now can't go upstairs. She's in one room with a bed, and it's packed out. She can't get up to go to the fridge. She can't get up to do anything. And I said to her, why wouldn't you? And, oh, I couldn't leave the house. I said, but your memories, you go with you. I think our generation will probably be a little bit better at letting that go.
And that's the main thing that, you know, a lot of people say, that their mum or dad or both tend to struggle with, is the idea of leaving their home. But at the same time, doesn't it break your heart to think of people so unwell, so sort of secluded out in the community, having to rely on people to come in at certain times? It's just so difficult for families when they have to make that decision. It's quite a slow process. You know, people can take from when they very first inquire to us to going through the whole journey with the family and then with the prospective resident, it can take several months by the time somebody actually physically ends up moving into us. Unless they're in an urgent situation, which is a bit of an emergency, then if it, when it's the majority of the people are making the decision that they want to move to the beaches, so it does take a little bit more time, and you know, we go through the process quite slowly with people, but I think that that really works because people really look forward to moving in for obviously the new lease of life that they get when they come in. We call it the beaches fairy dust.
Yes.
When somebody moves in, and then that little couple of weeks when they're first settling in and they're getting back to themselves and they're having their hair done and they're you know, they've got the support that they need and they're eating well.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the families say, oh, the old version of our mum's back. And it's so nice to have our mum back or our dad back. And that's just why we get up and come to work every day, to hear stuff like that.
A lot of older people, they don't necessarily do a lot of cooking because it's quite difficult, mobility problems. And that's another thing. You might find your parents are losing weight and they don't enjoy food as much. And then they will go somewhere where they know they've got the menu, they can pick out what they want to eat. And then suddenly they're having back to having three proper meals a day.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're not all massive down there, are they?
You do tend to find people... People saying that they've put on a few pounds since they come in there, so you have to expect that.
I've still not gone down to see the cake stand, but I will do. Now, sitting over the other side of the desk is someone, I love that name. You're going to be covering from, is it for Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, which is, so it'd be, you'll be client liaison manager as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Covering for Kelly while she goes on maternity.
So have you been, have you already been in the beaches? Have you already been working there? Or is this a brand new role where you've come in?
A brand new role, actually. It was my first week last week.
Yeah.
So I'm on my second week this week, which is really exciting.
And have you got a background in this previously?
No, I come from a completely different background of media for national and regional press. So, yeah, it's completely different. But I wish, looking at it now, I wish I'd have gone into this role sooner because you actually get more fulfilment.
Yeah.
And I wish if you could change something, that's what I would have done.
Yeah. So you're looking forward to getting stuck in?
Yes.
You've got an open day coming up, but before that, we've got Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And now we think, as I said, when I see on Facebook all my friends with Valentine, anyone puts up a Valentine's picture looking happy, I'm going to delete them. I don't want to see other people's happiness. But you do make a special, because
we
there's lots of couples as well at the beaches.
Yeah. We have lots of couples moving into the beaches. So, every year we make a fuss. This year we're on Valentine's Day. We're actually opening our bistro, which, we don't tend to use our bistro for our evening meals. We're opening that up in the evening, and we've got all of our couples have been given an invitation to come for a romantic dinner for two.
Yeah.
Quite a few of our residents, you know, they may have a husband or wife that doesn't live with us at the beaches. Or a partner or something like that, so they're all bringing their partners in as well, so it's going to be a really nice sort of romantic evening in our bistro, candlelit dinners, and the chefs have been working hard on the menu, and you know, we've got it all, going to have it all decorated or out and everything like that. We always look forward to it every year because Nice to have a bit of romance, isn't it?
And now we've got baby boom. This is not with the people that are staying there, by the way, that are actually in the beaches, the baby boom. This is with how many babies now is it for staff?
Yeah, so there's the beaches baby boom, we're calling it, and there's actually 9 of us pregnant at the moment. So we're it's quite interesting. There must be a seat or something that we've all sat on.
It must be good for the residents as well, because it's like a new lease of life coming in, so you must get a lot of the residents you know, waiting for the baby to arrive.
Yeah, apparently by September next year, apparently all the babies will have been born and everything like that, so we're going to have a day where we all bring our baby to the beaches, and so that's going to be fun. But we've been joking saying we need to get a creche.
We can just talk about the open day, because is it March?
Yes,
the second,
Friday the 2nd of March from 11 until 4. So it's basically, we call it an open house, and it's a day to drop in, get information, come and have a look round, just gently. If you've been thinking to yourself, I really do want to have a look in, then this is the day to come. In the morning at 11, we've got a talk, which is quite current at the moment in the news. We've got a financial advisor coming to give a talk on care fee planning. You know, you look at the costs of things and you think, wow, that looks like a lot of money. But then once somebody puts it all into perspective for you and sort of helps you set it out in your mind. We find that knowledge is power. So we've got this seminar. It'll be for about 45 minutes. And then what he's going to do, the financial advisor is called Nick Truss, he's going to hang around afterwards for one-to-ones.
Yeah.
So if you've just been thinking about it, or if you've got plans for the future, or you're just wondering how it all works, you can speak to him on a one-on-one basis and just ask him a couple of questions, just to sort of try and fill in any gaps that you have. And then in the afternoon, it's quite different in the afternoon, that we simply got an entertainer on in the afternoon at 2:30. So we've got somebody coming in, he's going to be singing, and we've got a bit of a party. We're serving, as we always do, refreshments and drinks all day as well. So we're just really saying to come along, even if you're somebody from even somewhere in Brentwood who you come across people who might need help.
Yeah,
it's a good way to just come in and think, there's the beaches. So our doors are open on that day, so everyone's welcome.
And Summer, what are you looking forward to the most with working at the beaches?
Really just working with the residents and just learning, really. So I'm just like a sponge off of Jess and Kelly at the moment, and really looking forward to sort of changing residents' lives and making them live well and better.
I think also you probably end up putting on weight because you've got cakes and stuff. I've not I know about the cakes. I think you bought some cakes in before.
Yes.
But they do have mighty fine cakes there as well.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. What's the minimum age you've got to be to get in?
If you think our youngest resident is 59, and then you think our oldest resident's 102,
yeah.
So we've got quite a nice mixture of generations, so it's,
So you could come in. In fact, if you were, so 59-ish is about.
Yeah.
There'll be people out there in their 40s going, so you do all my washing, you do all my cooking, and you get to take me into Brentwood. We can go out for the day, and you've got entertainment and a lovely restaurant. I think I'll book it now.
Yeah.
Because it's like being on a permanent holiday, really, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what we call it, our cruise ship.
Yes. And also, they do take you into Brentwood and out shopping as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's very, very important for a lot of our residents. We have too many buses, so we're able to go out to Brentwood, and they go down to the garden centre or... Lakeside's a popular one. They go out on lots of trips.
And can people in wheelchairs stay at the beaches as well? So it's anybody, whether you've got any disability or age related problems, that you can stay.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got quite a lot of our residents now, they've got their little electric scooters.
So dangerous. My mum had one of those. What a menace.
Yeah. You see them all parked up outside the restaurant. It's brilliant. But if it enables people to be independent, then it's brilliant.
So thank you very much both for coming in. I wish you all the best at Summer as well.
Lovely, thank you.
And we'll see you again. Next time, though, a bit of advice, bringing cake in.
Yes.
We don't like it when you turn up empty-handed like that. But it's lovely to see you, Jessica, and we'll see you obviously before.
See you soon, and thank you so much for having us in.